1450 AM, WKXL, 103.9 FM in the Concord area, 101.9 FM in the Manchester area. It is Kale and Company. We are presented by Weed Family Automotive. They are conveniently located at 124 Store Street in Concord. You can give them a call, make an appointment. Bobby and Charlie standing by at 603-225-7988. And joining us in studio for this edition of Kale and Company is our resident chick. No, flick chick.
Correct.
That's it.
Okay. That is correct.
I always have to think about it. It is Kitty Ray joining us on this edition of Kale and Company. And we're going to talk about a lot of things, including the Golden Globe Awards, which will be handed out on the 9th. Of January. Some of you may be hearing this after the awards have already been handed out. So if Kitty makes any predictions today, you'll be able to know whether she got them right or if she got them wrong.
That's right. And I'm hoping I'm going to get most of them right. I'm going to start the new year right.
On the right foot.
Correct.
All right. And as you know, Kitty, when she rates the movies, rates them in terms of boxes of popcorn because she loves going to the movies and buying the outstanding movie popcorn. Popcorn like you can't get any place else.
But you know, Ken, one of the things you need to clarify here is it's the mood when I want popcorn. The decision is what movie do I go to see,
right,
to eat that popcorn.
I understand. But that's really the driving force behind you going to the movie theater.
It is.
Is, in fact, the popcorn.
That's right. And it's also the driving force on why I have to walk a lot throughout the day because of all the popcorn.
Right. But you know what? You know, many people, I'm the vast majority of people we're talking to right now have probably not been back to the movies since the beginning of COVID. I'm talking about in March of 2020.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think it goes back, that far. And so I have been to several movies recently within the last couple of months. And when I go, there are very few people in the audience. Now, that's not totally different from pre-COVID days, but I think there are even less now when I go, which admittedly a lot of times are at odd periods of the day, like in the middle of the afternoon, that sort of thing.
Right.
But nonetheless, I see very few people occupying the movie theaters. I mean, usually there's 6-7 people there in attendance.
Well, there's pros and cons to that as well, as you're saying, because going to a theater, especially right now, it's sometimes comforting not to have a lot of people there.
Well, that is true. That is true.
Or to go in the afternoon like I do sometimes so I can get a cheaper rate. So sometimes those things you're mentioning is not that bad. They're not that bad.
No, I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm just wondering how many people have actually returned to viewing movies in the theater. Now there are so many offerings on television that are also in theaters.
Yeah, it's the streaming.
Yeah,
the streaming services. And in fact, when we start talking about the Golden Globes, a number of those that have been nominated are only seen on streaming services such as Netflix and Disney Plus and streaming or Prime Video or there's still a few that's coming out now, the movies that are doing really well. But that's the part that I'm very interested in when we see who wins these Golden Globes, because
is it
the people that are staying home watching it, because some of the movies have a wider following because they could stay at home.
Right. Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, some people will never go back to a movie theater again.
No, they won't.
Which is too bad, because I always like the movie experience. If I'm going to see a movie, I would much rather see it in the theater than on TV. To me, it's more of an experience. But I guess, not everybody sees it the same way that I do.
Well, Ken, actually, I'm going to step backwards, and it's kind of like the drive-in theater days. I mean, there were people years ago that said that they would never go to an inside theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
And so I do believe what's happened in this last year, and maybe even in the future, that how we saw movies has that will change and have changed. And I think it's going to continue to change.
What do you think theaters could do? Is there anything theaters could do to get more people to show up and see them in the theater rather than, you know, accessing the streaming services? I mean, is there anything they could do? Could they possibly lower ticket prices? I mean, the movies at night, especially if you're not a child or a senior citizen, are pretty expensive.
Yeah, they're
pretty expensive.
Yeah, they really are. And I think, you know, obviously lowering the prices would be a great thing, you know. And, you know, there's certain theaters now where they have had actually the last few years of offering, you can buy food and...
all different kinds of food and
correct,
drink. And,
correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
All kinds of beverages, even adult beverages.
Even adult beverages at many of these cinemas these days, including the one that I enjoy the most going to, which is Red River, the theater in downtown Concord. I think it's a great spot. It's a great venue. I hope they're doing okay because the times I've been there, since the pandemic started, and of course they were closed for a long period of time too, but since they have reopened, you know, when I've been there, maybe 10, 12 people in the audience, and I don't know how they can sustain it. I know most of their personnel is volunteer.
Right.
But nonetheless, they have, except for one day a week on Thursdays, they don't open their concession stand. On Thursdays, I know they have a Vax and Snacks day on Thursday at Red River Theater, which I think is a great idea.
Right.
And I think the experience there is outstanding, and you're going to see movies at Red River that you're not going to see in other places.
Correct.
Now, sometimes, you know, they have the same movies as the, you know, the chain cinemas, as it were. But many times they have different offerings of movies that you're not going to see anywhere else, but, you know, in a, you know, a small movie house like Red River is. And,
right.
I think that's great to have in downtown Concord. I really and truly do. I think, you know, we're blessed, really, in downtown Concord with the Red River Theater and two, you know, outstanding performance venues, or actually three. You have the Bank of New Hampshire stage operated by the Capital Center for the Arts, the CAP Center itself, and then the Audi in downtown Concord, too. That's an outstanding facility for all kinds of shows, too. So, you know, we're very blessed, I think, in Concord to have so much downtown in terms of entertainment. And, you know, we have new listeners in Manchester as well on our Signal 101.9. And Manchester has a couple of theaters operated by the Palace. They have the Palace and then the Rex.
That's an awesome facility, too.
Yeah, it is, too. And, so we're kind of blessed in this general vicinity to have so many outlets for great entertainment. And I know you've been back to the CAP Center since it reopened. It was
right.
Closed for a long time as well, like Red River. They closed for a long time. And I know you saw one of your favorite comedians there, Bob Marley.
I did.
Was there. And,
I did. He's awesome. He's wicked awesome.
And
actually,
I know for a fact, virtually every seat, I think, in the CAP Center that night was occupied.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And, you know, when you mentioned about Manchester and the audience from Manchester and here in Concord area, is that we are so fortunate that it's a walking area, that not only can you go to the movies or go to for some type of entertainment, live entertainment, that it's such a walkable area that you can not, you know, you can stop by, have a coffee at a nearby shop or grab a pastry or even have a, you know, a sit down, nice dinner.
Yeah.
So I think we are very fortunate in this whole area to be able to have that. You mentioned the Red River, though. For me, I totally love going to Red River. And there's two reasons, too. Not only the movies and what they offer, but they do have the best butter I mean, they are.
There you go, folks.
Popcorn.
The best butter for their buttered popcorn is at Red. The award goes to the Red River Theater.
Yes, and I have never seen that out as an award. They should have that. But the other thing, you know what they do there that I think is so awesome and nostalgic? They literally open the curtains and close the curtains, or close then open before the movie starts. And I love that. I totally love that.
You know, the funny part is most of the time when you walk into their theaters, they're larger theaters. They have one theater that's off to the left as you walk in, and it's a smaller theater, doesn't seat too many people. They usually do it for the real, real eclectic movies. But when you walk into one of their main cinemas, one of the two, usually the curtain is open. And then just before showtime, they close the curtain.
Correct.
And then a few seconds later, when they're about to show the previews, the curtain will open again.
I keep expecting like a cartoon or some newsreel to come on.
A selected short subject.
Correct.
As they used to say.
Correct.
Or a newsreel. You know, show an old Walter Winchell newsreel or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, boy, you're dating yourself there.
I am. at any rate, no, the Red River is a great place in downtown Concord, and always fun to go to the movies there. And you're going to see stuff there that is very eclectic and might not be seen on any other screens in the area. So fortunate to have it in downtown Concord.
And like you said, though, too, that they may be shown at the other movie theaters in the area, but there's something about that atmosphere there.
Yeah,
that
is just the butter.
And the
butter at Red River.
Yes,
see, so the butter is that much different than anywhere else?
Actually, I think they are known for having real butter.
Ah, real butter.
Yes.
Okay. No, it's
sorry,
very good.
Folks, it's true.
They do a great job. And if you go on Thursday, though, and when they're serving the popcorn, you need your vaccination proof.
That's right.
Yes, vaccine snacks on Thursdays at Concord's Red River Theater.
And that is something, too, that I'm really glad that they're doing. I mean, they're trying to make sure the patrons and their workers, the volunteers are safe. And I get that now. You know, we need to do that. We all, you know, work as a community to stay safe. So.
And I am assuming, since I have not attended one of the vaccine snacks showings, I'm assuming that they're also serving the adult beverages during those performances as well.
Do you know what? I have not been on a Thursday night, and I think I'll make that my goal.
Okay.
Is to go on Thursday, and I can report back.
Yes, you
and
can.
And let you know
it's
if
an
indeed.
It's admirable goal to have.
I'm going to make a note of that, folks.
That's Thursday. Make a note.
Yes.
And if you see someone sipping a glass of wine. White wine and having some buttered popcorn, the best butter in a movie theater, the Red River Theater, that'll be Kitty Ray.
That's right.
That's right.
Stop by and say hi.
On a Vaccine Snacks Thursday. It is Kale and Company. We're glad to have you with us today at 1450 AM WKXL, our brand new signal in Manchester, 101.9. Our Concord FM signal is 103.9. And another great business in downtown is Weed Family Automotive. And anytime I drop my car off at Weed Family Automotive, it's usually sometime between 8 and 9 in the morning, let's say. So, and they do a very rapid job. If you're going there for a lube, oil, and filter, and inspection, or whatever it may be, they do it very quickly. But I always tell Bobby and Charlie and Dan, if he's around, to, you know, just take it slow, because I'm going to walk downtown. I'm going to have breakfast in downtown Concord, so you can let me know when the car's ready. But no hurry, because, you know, downtown Concord now is so walkable, and there are so many nice shopping venues and some great places to have breakfast, too. So, you know, never in a hurry when I drop my vehicle off at Weed Family Automotive. So you can give them a call, too, right now. Bobby and Charlie standing by, 603-225-7988. And by the way, Dan Weed will be on the show soon to take your automotive questions. So if you have any, you can email them to me at kale radio@gmail.com. If you have any questions for Dan Weed, you can just email me at kale radio@gmail.com. Gold.com, and I will pass them along to Dan Weed, who will be with us in a week or so.
Actually, and I have a question for him, so I will be sending that to
okay.
you.
Okay, all right.
It has to do with my tires
yes.
in the winter.
Okay, I will bear that in mind,
please.
And we will get that question. It may be the first question that we ask Dan the next time he is here, which will be in the very near future. So now we will get on and talk a little bit about the Golden Globe Awards, and they are scheduled for Sunday, January the 9th. And by the way, that's also a night when there's going to be a Beatles tribute show at the Palace Theater in downtown Manchester. So
I know someone who's going to be there,
and she
spells her name like Kitty Ray.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. Well, I kind of thought, you know, if there was a Beatles tribute to anywhere in the vicinity, you would be there.
I will be there.
So you'll be, keeping in touch with the Golden Globes and seeing that tribute show as well on the 9th of January in downtown Manchester. It's also the day of the last Patriots game of the regular season. So
you are going to
be very busy.
I am. And my yes, definitely. I'll be watching many things that night.
I guess you will be. No doubt about that. But right now, we're going to talk about the nominees here for the Best Motion Picture Drama. And I know I have a list of the nominees here, and one is The Power of the Dog,
mm-hmm.
and King Richard, Dune, Coda. Is it Coda or is it C-O-D-A?
Coda. I think it's Coda.
Okay.
I think it's Coda.
Okay. And Belfast, which I know was shown at the Red River Theater. And I saw Belfast at the Red River Theater not too long ago. So those are the five dramas, and how many have you seen, Kitty Ray?
Well, of those five, I have seen two, and I saw Belfast and King Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And of those, and if it's all right, I, as you remember, I give the boxes of popcorn.
Yeah.
And for Belfast, I gave three boxes of popcorn.
Three boxes. All right. I'm just writing that down
right,
on my scorecard.
Please do.
And folks, you can keep score at home if you would like.
And King Richard.
Yes.
I actually gave 4.5.
4.5 for
boxes,
King Richard.
Yes.
Which was about Richard Williams, the dad of Venus and Serena Williams.
That
was
right.
Not about Richard Petty.
No, it was not. However, that probably wouldn't be very good as yeah. I have met him. King
I know
Richard.
You. I've seen the picture.
Yes, but I did not see those other three movies, and I feel kind of bad when I don't see. There's been years that I have seen all of the Golden Globe nominees, but this is not the year that I did.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen the other three advertised as being in the cinemas, or are they streaming movies, or. I'm not even sure.
Yes, I do believe one is a streaming one. I don't have my note on that, and it might be Coda. But
okay.
Belfast, King Richard, they were in the theaters.
Yes, and I saw both of them as well. And like you, if I were rating them on a scale of anything, I would have given King Richard the edge, as you did.
Really?
In terms of being an enjoyable movie to me. I mean, Belfast was fine. It was, very well done. It was, mostly in black and white. It was very well done. Kenneth Branagh did a great job with it, and it's sort of autobiographical of his days growing up. But be that as it may, it was well made. I would give the edge to King Richard because I think I can relate a little bit more to that than I could the other movie.
Well, I do know that the King Richard was directed by someone who is a fairly unknown director.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we both favored that. But if I'm doing a prediction in that.
Yeah.
I'm giving it to Belfast.
Okay, even though you...
Correct.
Yes, said that you preferred the movie King Richard to Belfast.
Correct.
And, you're probably right. You know, the way the voting takes place and so on, I would not be a bit surprised. I think probably a more sophisticated pick, as it were, would be Belfast. you know.
Well, and they all had King Richard, Belfast, and all of these, actually, with the nominations. It seems like this past year, the cast, they're huge. Yeah. I mean, there's just not one or two, you know, names. But King Richard, truly, it was Will Smith. He was like the draw.
Yeah.
And but the story and in the music, I will tell you, the music in it was awesome.
Yeah, great soundtrack.
It was. It had a great soundtrack.
But Belfast did as well.
It did.
Yes.
It did.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Van Morrison did most of all the music for Belfast. And, you know, Van Morrison, very famous and very accomplished pop artist. But, yeah, I would give the nod to, of the two, I only saw the two as well, I would give the nod to Belfast, even though I would vote for King Richard.
Right.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break here, and coming up, we're going to take a look at the musicals or comedies up for the awards at the Golden Globes, right here on Kale and Company at 1450 AM, WKXL, 103.9 FM in Concord. 101.9 FM in the Manchester area, presented by Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord, weedfamilyautomotive.com. Welcome back. It is Kale and Company at 1450 AM, WKXL, 103.9 FM in Concord, 101.9 FM in Manchester. We are presented by Weed Family Automotive, 124 Storage Street in Concord, weedfamilyautomotive.com. Our resident chick.
Flick chick.
Okay. See, I always get it wrong. I always get it wrong.
I thank you for doing that because it makes me smile and laugh.
Our flick chick. Kitty Ray is here. She sees as many movies as she possibly can. I mean, if they're not shown on one of the streaming services she has or in one of the local theaters, it's kind of tough. But she sees as many as she possibly can, folks. And I know in the next category, you have seen a few. That's the musical or comedy category. Cyrano, which has played or is still playing at Red River, is on that list. Cyrano, Don't Look Up. Licorice Pizza, another Red River movie. Tick, Tick, Boom. And West Side Story, which is in, I think, more general release than the others on that list. At least, I think so, anyway.
Correct.
So, Kitty Ray, how many of those five nominees have you seen?
Well, I have actually seen three. And I did not see Cyrano, but I want to. I really like Peter Dinklage, who is in that from Game of Thrones. And I have seen Don't Look Up. I have seen Licorice Pizza. I have not seen Tick, Tick, Boom, but it sounds really exciting just by the title. And West Side Story. So I have seen three out of the five.
Three out of the five. So that would be 60%, according to my Melrose High School math. So now, I don't think you have talked about Don't Look Up on any Kale and Company broadcast.
I have not.
I know you touched on Licorice Pizza.
I did.
We were running out of time, I think, when you were talking about that.
Yes.
And West Side Story. So of those three, of the ones you have seen, which do you give your highest popcorn rating?
Well, I actually have a tie because Licorice Pizza and West Side Story, I gave them a high four.
A high four.
Both of them a high four. Don't Look Up, which is a comedy. Actually, it's kind of like a disaster comedy. And I don't mean because it's bad. It's just, it's kind of a comedy written and produced with that Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence is in, about two astronomers attempting to warn humanity about a huge comet that is going to destroy human civilization. And that's on Netflix, by the way. I saw that on Netflix.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I give that one a 3.5 because I didn't find it that funny. I do know there's a lot of underlying, trying to put some other than just like climate control. And it's not really a comedy for me.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. I didn't really enjoy it. And I was glad
no
I was at home.
No belly laughs? You wouldn't have been rolling in the aisles had you been at a theater?
No. But I was glad I did see it. I'm glad I saw it, and I am glad I was at home so I could pause it and go and take a break from it.
Yeah.
But of those, my favorite, I would say Licorice Pizza.
Okay.
But
out of the three, you give that the edge over West Side Story.
Correct. For me, I was the sole voter of this, I would say it was the Licorice Pizza.
Yeah.
For the story behind it, for everything about it, the almost unknown people who are starring in it, like Alana Haim and Bradley Cooper. I mean, who was that? Bradley Hoffman or Cooper Hoffman?
Yeah,
who is Philip Seymour Hoffman's son? And I know I really feel that West Side Story is going to win.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right about that. Just the traditional pick, I guess. Everybody's happy to have it back, remade. And,
yeah, the music. How can you vote against it? But, again, if I was following my heart and what I like, and I hope we all do that, that's why we all have such unique tastes in going to movies. That's what makes entertainment great. I would go for Licorice Pizza.
All right. So there you go. Kind of a surprise. But it's a very, you talk about eclectic movie. I think that really defines eclectic, Licorice Pizza. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it. I saw it as well, and I would recommend that highly, as a matter of fact. But it's the kind of movie, if you sit there, and I always recommend this, sit there and watch the credits, because you never know what's going to roll by you in the credits these days.
Whose name
you see.
Yes.
And there were so many cameos in that movie. And, you know, you mentioned the lead actress's name.
Yeah. Alana Haim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her whole family was in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know what, Ken? I think I'm going to go and see the movie again.
Really?
Just so I can go and identify them, because I usually don't like read any reviews from other people or even the back storyline, because I truly want to go in and take it for what it is. You know, like, okay, this is a blank sheet of paper. Entertain me or tell me a story or scare me or whatever type of movie that you're seeing.
Yeah.
But then after, because of the title, I'm like, who would name a movie Licorice Pizza?
Yeah.
Why? Where did that come from?
And I don't think there's any real mention of Licorice Pizza. No mention in the movie of the phrase Licorice Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bizarre, folks. I mean, it's a bizarre film. And there's no doubt about that. It's very bizarre. But then again, it's very intriguing at the same time. I know Maya Rudolph, who was on Saturday Night Live for many years, her husband is the driving force behind this movie, right?
He is. Yeah. He is. And in fact, their four children are in the movie. And it is like I said, I want to go back and check out who these people are after seeing the the credits.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an intriguing movie, Licorice Pizza. And it probably won't win in this category, musical or comedy, but that's Kitty Ray's choice, folks. I agree with her that the more traditional West Side Story will probably take that. It is Kale and Company. We're at 1450 AM, WKXL 103.9 FM. That's in the Concord area, 101.9 FM, booming into downtown Manchester. We're presented by Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord, weedfamilyautomotive.com. WKXL, New Hampshire Talk Radio, talking about what matters to you. Welcome back. It's Kale and Company, 1450 AM, WKXL, 103.9 on the FM dial, 101.9 FM in Manchester. We are presented by Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord. You can give them a call at 603-225-7988. And that's the way you can make an appointment, or you can make an appointment online, too, at weedfamilyautomotive.com. Now, best performances in a motion picture, drama, actor, Mahershala Ali, Swan Song as Cameron Turner. I have not heard of him or the movie. So I have no feeling about that one. Javier Bardem, he played. I saw this one. He played Desi Arnaz.
Right.
In Being the Ricardos.
Correct.
Yes, behind the scenes of the Lucy Show, really behind the scenes. Benedict Cumberbatch in The Power of the Dog. Will Smith, as Kitty talked about earlier, as King Richard, Richard Williams,
correct,
that is, not Petty. And Denzel Washington, The Tragedy of Macbeth. And he plays the title character, Lord Macbeth. So, how many of those performances have you seen?
Well, I've only seen Being the Ricardos and King Richard.
Okay.
So I do want to see, I hope, within the week, The Tragedy of Macbeth with Denzel Washington, because he is a favorite of mine. But I have not seen any other of those movies.
All right. So out of those two, Javier Bardem. Javier Bardem.
Who is Penelope Cruz's husband in real life.
In real life. All right. And Will Smith. Who would you give the nod to in that one?
You know what? I love Will Smith. And because I loved that movie, I definitely will give it to Will Smith.
Okay.
I mean, his determination, and I'm talking about the character in
Richard Williams.
Yes, Williams. But definitely, I'm going to give this to Will Smith. And I think, you know what, without seeing the other ones, Benedict Cumberbatch, he's always a threat to anyone out there.
He's a tour de force.
Or Denzel Washington.
Yeah,
and without seeing that, I cannot tell you what I would. But because of the two, if I had to choose between the two, I would say Will Smith.
All right. Very good. All right. Now, actress.
Yes.
Best performance in a motion picture by an actress, Jessica Chastain, The Eyes of Tammy Faye. She plays Tammy Faye Baker. Olivia Colman, the lost daughter, as Lita Caruso. And Lady Gaga in The House of Gucci.
Yes.
And Nicole Kidman in Being the Ricardo. She plays Lucille Ball. And Kristen Stewart is in Spencer. She plays
Diana,
Princess of Wales. So I know you have seen the latter three of those movies, House of Gucci, Being the Ricardos, and Spencer. So who should get the Golden Globe Award as the best actress in a motion picture drama?
Well, of those three, again, didn't see the first two, and both of the ladies are high contenders. Olivia Colman, she is one that wins quite often.
Right, yeah.
But it's going to be Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is going to get this for The House of Gucci, for sure.
You think
I mean,
so?
Yeah. I do. I do.
Okay.
Kristen Stewart with Spencer, I gave her 2.5. That movie, 2.5.
Yep.
And Being the Ricardos, I gave 3. I think Nicole Kidman, I mean, she's a good actress by far. But I really believe Lady Gaga has this. I really do.
All right, folks. There you have it. And, you know, if you're hearing this prior to Sunday, January 9th, you can see how Kitty does when the awards are announced. Or you may be, you know, listening to this after the fact.
Right.
There's always that possibility. So you will know then by that time who has won or not won in these categories. Well, coming up, we'll take a look at the best performance in a motion picture, musical, or comedy.
But awesome.
But we're going to take a break. It is Kale and Company. We are right here at 1450 AM WKXL, 103.9 on the FM dial, 101.9 FM in the Manchester area. You can hear the show every morning, Monday through Friday at 9:05 and at various times throughout the week. And also, you can get all the past shows of this program, also of all the great programs that Matt Robeson and Paul Hodes do as well, on nhtalkradio.com. All the episodes are right there, folks. You can spend a whole day listening to your favorite programs on WKXL. We'll take a break. Kale & Company, presented by Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord. Welcome back, 1450 AM, WKXL, 103.9 on the FM dial, 101.9 FM in the Manchester area. That's a relatively new signal, and it booms, folks, into Manchester, Goffstown, Bedford, Merrimack. Yeah, we're opening people's eyes to the world here on WKXL in those cities that have not previously been served by WKXL, except on nhtalkradio.com, which you can stream 24 hours a day, except when the Boston Celtics are playing, because we can't stream the Celtics. That's not anybody's fault. Nobody can stream basketball on their internet platform, because the NBA has all those rights. So, but you can listen to all the games live with Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell. They do a terrific job, probably the best NBA broadcast team in the business. And all I wish is the Celtics would cut their three-point attempts in half. Cut them in half!
Oh, my gosh.
That's
what
it.
Is
they're,
up with that?
They're throwing up at least 40 a game. Can you cut it down to 20? You know, when they first started the three-point field goal, and I believe it was in the early 80s, it was like 81, 82, something like that, they started the three-point shot. And, you know, I was looking back recently at some of the box scores from that era when they first started the three-point shot, and teams were throwing up on an average of like two or three a game.
Right.
Teams. So you'd see, if you went to a game, you'd see maybe five, six, seven, eight three-point shots being thrown up by these NBA players. And, I mean, this is when Larry Bird is playing, folks. I mean,
right.
he was a great three-point shooter. But you weren't seeing that many. Now you're seeing in some games, I mean, without exaggeration, in some games you're seeing 100 three-pointers being thrown up in a game. I mean, the Celtics threw up 46 the other night and made four of them.
That was sad.
It was a very sad game. Very sad. And they've got to cut them in half. Just cut them in half.
You know, they miss all of the foul.
That's right. Take it to the hoop,
yes!
folks. Take it to the
yes.
hoop.
Yes. Do you think they do this? I know we all like, oh, my gosh, look how far out that is.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's awesome when you make it.
Yeah. Oh, when you but make it. Oh, yeah.
When you make it. And it was just a, I don't want to say a fluke, but it was an oddity to see that happen.
It used to
and
be a novelty.
It was a novelty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. Right.
But now it's like
what you get in the ice cream aisle. Novelties.
Novel.
Right.
Wait a
right.
minute.
Right.
Is that yeah. my ice cream sandwich yeah. called a novelty?
Yes.
Or
what kind of a novelty would you like
whatever
today?
Those things
right.
are called.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
ice
so
cream
old.
Ice sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember dairy. What were they? Had like brownie bars or
oh,
something
sure.
like that. They
yeah.
had sherbet.
Yeah.
And oh, my
yeah.
gosh. Anyways,
yeah.
let's get off ice cream.
Yeah.
It'll make me want to have popcorn. But why is it that they do that now? Is it because they don't want to run as far?
I think it's really lazy basketball.
I think it's
very lazy basketball. I really
and
truly
they only have to go half the court?
And you know, it's great, you know, if you're in the middle of a run, if you're in a 14-2 run or something and you throw up a three and you make it, oh, I mean, that's great. But, you know, if you're in the middle of a run like that, and you throw up one that clanks off the rim.
Yes.
And that
yes.
really kills it. That really,
it really
kills
does.
The momentum. So anyway, take it to the hole, folks. You get
yes.
fouled. You'll be on the foul line more. But that's just not the modern game, I guess, in the NBA.
No, because how are you going to have someone foul out? I mean, you by taking it to the hoop,
yeah.
you're going to possibly
yeah.
cause a foul.
Right.
That person is, you know, going to maybe be fouled out of the game. You've
exactly.
eliminated a key player.
Yep.
But, oh, no, I need to be a hero. And I think that's part of it. I mean, yay. I mean, you know what? I really enjoy watching Steph Curry.
Well, he can shoot three-pointers.
He can shoot.
He has that ability.
And that's the issue. I think yeah. everyone wants to be like Steph Curry. And you know what? It's a rarity. It really is.
No, it is. It truly is. There are very few that can shoot in like Steph Curry. Maybe one or two others in the league come close. But there is, folks, I have news for you. There's nobody on the Boston Celtics who is even remotely close to shooting like Steph Curry. Not even remotely close. The Celtics really do not have a great shooting team. They don't. They're a team that has to take to the hole. And because of that, they are right now 26th or 27th in the league in three-point percentage. And it's killing them. They'd be a much better team if they would cut those attempts in half. But, all right.
Where are they now, though, real quick, in the standings? Where do the Celtics?
Well, they're hovering around the 500 mark right now. And they should be a better team than that.
Yes.
But it's so difficult these days because you never know who's going to be in anybody's lineup these days, given
the
COVID situation.
Yes.
And that's true in the NFL as well, and certainly
hockey.
We've seen
it's
hockey.
Even in hockey.
Oh, absolutely! All the major sports, whether it be at the major league level, the professional level, or the collegiate level, or the minor league level in hockey or basketball as well. So it's all the sports are being impacted. Even we've seen local high school games being canceled and postponed because of COVID. All right, let's move on though, because we're running out of time. That was my fault. Best performance in a motion picture, musical or comedy. Actors Leonardo DiCaprio in Don't Look Up. Peter Dinklage as Cyrano in Cyrano de Bergerac. Mm. Andrew Garfield, Tick, Tick, Boom. And Cooper Hoffman as Gary Valentine in Licorice Pizza.
This is a hard one for me, Ken, because my heart's not in any of those. And I have only seen the Don't Look Up with Leonardo and Licorice Pizza with Cooper Hoffman. You know, I love that it's his Philip Seymour Hoffman's son. I thought he did great in this, and it's like it's his film debut. Gosh, if he gets it, I think it's just because it would be for his dad. Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, Leonardo's Leonardo. He's awesome. I think he's awesome. If I have to choose between those two, I'm going to give it to Leonardo. But I'm going to tell you who's going to win, and I haven't even seen it, is Peter Dinklage in Cyrano.
All right. And you want to see it. I know you want to see
it. I do want to see it.
Yes. Tick, Tick, Boom. Tick, Tick, Boom. I have no idea what that is.
Well, Andrew Garfield was a former Spider-Man.
Ah, okay.
And I'm not going to tell you, but I've seen a lot of the Spider-Man movies.
Yes, okay. But you think
Peter Dinklage
is going to win as Cyrano.
I've seen previews, and I really believe he'll probably end up getting it, I think. And he probably will deserve it.
All right. Now, in terms of actors, it's going to be a tough one now.
It is.
Marion Cotillard as Annette in, that's the name of the movie.
Yes, Annette.
She plays Anne. Okay.
Yes,
Annette's the name of the movie.
Correct.
All right. Alana Haim in Licorice Pizza. She plays the lead female role. Jennifer Lawrence in Don't Look Up. Emma Stone in Cruella, which seems like that came out years ago.
Came out in May.
Yeah.
It seems like forever.
It does. That was one of the first movies, I think, to come out.
Yeah, and I did see it. Yeah. Actually, I think it might have been the first one.
And Rachel Zegler in West Side Story.
As Maria.
She
was Maria. I saw them all except the very first one. I did not see Marion. I did not see Annette. So I cannot vouch for that. It's a beautiful name, though. I am going to say that the one that I believe should get it is Alana Haim.
Alana Haim for Licorice Pizza.
Yes. But I do believe maybe Rachel Zegler will get it for Maria again. It's the music. It's, it's a classic. But I think the quirkiness of Licorice Pizza is going to help them. And I believe it's going to be Alana Haim.
All right. There you go.
She sings in a band.
I'm going to say Rachel Zegler. I guess that's the safe choice, right? Yeah.
Yes.
She sings in a band. Was
that's how she was discovered.
Haim Sisters?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how she was
discovered
by the director. He would go and watch her or listen to him.
Well, folks, keep track of how Kitty Ray does on her prognostications.
I'm nervous.
She will be back soon to face the music here. All right, here. Thank you, Kitty Ray,
for being in studio today. Thank you. This is awesome.
Kale and Company on WKXL, presented by Weed Family Automotive, weedfamilyautomotive.com. WKXL, New Hampshire Talk Radio, talking about what matters to you.